The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And if you'd like to win a muzzleloader or a tackle package, this is the place. All you got to do is give us a call, 410-922-6680. That's 410-WCBM-680. That's an easy way to remember the number of the call letters of the station, WCBM, and the location on your dial, which is 680. WCBM 680, 922-6680. Get it? And that's all you got to do is give us a call here. Leave your name and number, your first and last name, and your complete phone number with our call screener producer, Aaron. And he'll write it down on a list. At the end of the month, everybody's name gets a number. All the numbers get put into a random generator that Robin spins on her phone. The phone pushes out a number, and guess what? That corresponds to a name. That person is the winner. All easy peasy, all random, no favoritism, nothing like that. We just do what the numbers tell us to do. It's fair for everybody. So that's simple. 410-922-6680. We're giving away a CVA muzzle loader, Wolf model, stainless steel barrel and finish, and then also that's got the synthetic stock on it. It does have a scope mount system, but no optics. None of the muzzleloaders have the optics with them this year. So first month is a Wolf. Second month, October, is going to be the Optima. Third month is going to be the Acura. And you can look those up at CVA.com. I know they had a big Labor Day sale. Got the flyer. If you're a member of the email campaign, there was a discount on all the select products. I think it was 15% discount. So they also just introduced a new one called the Crossfire, which takes the, I believe it's the Federal Fire Stick system, which is a preloaded cartridge, like a shotgun shell cartridge that has the primer in it, has the powder in it. It loads into the back of the muzzleloader. You still have to load the bullet, the sabot, from the front, but no powder down the barrel. That simply says that, the powder charge goes in the breech. Because of that factor, it does require you to fill out the 4473 form that you fill out with a rifle or a shotgun. And so, that's coming. It's coming to dealers near you. Production is right now focused on getting it into the hands of the dealers. Dealers have had it on order for up to 3 years when it was announced. And all the negotiations with federal and ATF and even the competing manufacturer that has that system have all been completed, and now CVA is ready to roll it out. It's called the Crossfire. Look for it within the next year at your local dealer. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number here, and you're welcome to call to win that if you'd like. I know we had a caller last hour, Mike from Rosedale. He had to leave us, unfortunately, but we were gracious to enter Mike into the contest because he did try. If you'd like to enter by email, you're welcome to do that, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I saw yesterday or today in the news that Nancy Pelosi, 83 years old, will be running for her, 50th term in Congress. or however many, starting in, you know, in 2024, she hopes to be reelected. And she entered Congress 1 year before this radio show went on the air. Been in Congress since 1987. I was also glad to hear that the governor of New Mexico suspended the Second Amendment and expects court challenges. Geez, I wonder why. Oh, gun violence. Gun violence in New Mexico. I don't know that any mayors of any cities have considered suspending the Second Amendment. I can't imagine who advised her that she could do that. I think when you take the oath of office as governor, I believe you have to pledge to support the Constitution of the United States. It's getting a little weird out there, folks. A little weird. So now in New Mexico, because the governor said so, because somebody shot somebody, that no law-abiding citizen is allowed to carry their firearm. The Second Amendment has been suspended in New Mexico. Just thought you'd like to know. Maybe you'd like to weigh in on that. We've got some challenging laws here in Maryland on our firearms. We're still able to carry, but you know the SB1 restricted where we can carry. During the last General Assembly, somebody used to call it the General Asylum. I can't remember who did that. It might have been on this station somewhere. But anyway, don't want to get into the gun debate today. Let me get somebody on here that knows what they're talking about, more so than I do, and is more well-versed in what's going on. Maybe we'll get Mike back from Mike Horst back from Bel Air Gun Range. He can help us out with that a little bit. He was very educational before. We do have a few interviews coming up. We're going to talk to folks at CVA. We're going to talk to some other folks. With hunting season here, we're going to make some arrangements to get some interviews taken care of, and we'll play those. So, all right, let's see. We've got Art in Pikesville, and then my goodness.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
I am doing just fine. Interesting to hear you say that about the Second Amendment. You are correct that as governor you are supposed to support our Constitution of the United States of America.
Right.
And it's just whack that's what's going on, really. But
it
other
is.
Than that, I now am in the contest. I look forward to winning, as everybody does who calls in. But you've got a nice show.
And I appreciate
it. I'll call back later to find out where I could go fishing with someone. I haven't done that since I was 10, but
okay.
20 years ago.
Wow. Okay. That sounds great. Well, let me know when you're ready to go, and we'll do our best to help you out there.
Absolutely. Thank you again so much. Continue with the good show.
Thanks, Art. Take care. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, a special announcement. Drum roll, please. We have Miss Fran from Baltimore. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, Alan's World.
Are you home? Are you home? Are you home? Are you home?
Yes, I am home.
Thank God.
Oh, mercy. You know, somebody once told me, life is not a spectator sport. If you think you're going to sit on the fence and watch what other challenges, especially physically, people are going through, just keep living. Your turn is coming. I tell you, I have been blessed to come through still dealing with some things, but the Discovery Channel is what your body is now. And I have had some lessons I needed to learn and some things that I needed to deal with in reality of this world that, you know, I didn't even think about. But I'll tell you this, I'm here to testify. He promised never to leave me. Never to leave me alone. Thank you. that I can be here in my home and can call Alan's World one more time.
Amen. Preach it.
All right.
Preach it. Yes, indeed. Well, I'm glad you got taken care of. I really am. I did try to call that number at least once, and there was no answer. So I was thinking you were out doing something else that moment.
Well,
so, you know, they probably kept you busy.
They kept me busy, and they kept moving me around. I escaped.
Well, you sound good. You sound great. I hope you're feeling better.
Well, I'm doing better. Like I say, I've learned a lot of lessons that I needed to learn. I don't care how old you get, you some things you still need to learn.
Yep, no question.
And boy, have I learned them.
Well, I'm glad you've learned them. That's great, and it's wonderful to hear your voice. I know you were listening, and you know, we were praying for you here. So just so you know, I hope you felt all that.
Oh yes, thank you so much. I wanted to make sure you know.
I do.
Still hanging in there with you, Alan.
You sound great,
and Robin too.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, you guys.
Thank you, Fran. Take care. Bye-bye. Good to hear your voice. Yes, indeed. Yes, that's who it was. Thank you, Clay. Appreciate that. All right. Good to hear from Fran. Let's talk about some of our sponsors. Let's talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. I know. Backyard Billy's are a great sponsor. They have great products. They're good people, and you people are good to Backyard Billy's. And they express their gratitude through me sometimes that, you know, they love doing the show. They love hearing from you. They love when you mention the radio show. We're extremely effective, getting their message out. So I'd like to continue to do that. When you stop by, it's very simple. When you come from the Bay Bridge, across the Bay Bridge, you go to exit 44B, which is Evans Avenue, and you get off right there. There's a boat dealership there. Off to the right, make the first right, and that is where you'll find Backyard Billy's. You'll see them before you get off the exit. You'll see that big, giant yard with all the furniture and all the buildings and stuff in it, all the gym sets and the gazebos and the pergolas and the sheds and the greenhouses and the chicken coops and the dog kennels and all those furniture, all those Adirondack chairs lined up out there. There's like 1,000 of them in stock. They've got them everywhere. And they're very comfortable and they're very popular, and that's why they stock that many of them, because people love them and they buy them. They have them in every kind of style imaginable. They have them that rock and they have them that recline, and they have every type of picnic table, bar setup, tiki bar type of thing, whatever. They've got anything and everything you need for your backyard and deck, including those great barbecue grills by Traeger, which is a pellet grill controlled by your Bluetooth, the Big Green Egg grill smoker, the Kamado Joe smoker, and all the accessories and recipes and everything else that go with that. And they have a new grill called the Memphis Grill, stainless steel, beautiful. You can build it into, you know, a little masonry structure on your deck if you like. They've got the stainless steel drawers that can accessorize it, so you can build your own backyard kitchen right there with the setup from Memphis, and you'll like it. And I love it. So there's so much garden decorations, fire rings, furniture for your beach house. The sheds and the big stuff, the gym sets and all that, free delivery and setup within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Delaware and Maryland beaches too. 410-827-4500, backyardbillies.com. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Hey, I want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway, exit number 9. And a special thanks and shout-out to Rich over there at Clyde Sports Shop. Did me a favor the other day. I'm not going to tell you what it was, but I just appreciate what he did, and it worked out really well. So, if you're going big game hunting, if you like the feel of a nice rifle, maybe you're going to take a rifle on your bear hunt. Maybe you're going west. Maybe you just like to use a bolt-action rifle for deer or another type of rifle for deer, centerfire rifle. The X-Bolt from Browning. They have several series. The X-Bolt Pro is the one that's just spectacular with the synthetic stock and the Cerakote barrel and the fluted barrel and the port on the end. It cuts down on the recoil. That's great. All that's great. But I like a classic rifle. That's just me. I like a classic rifle. And the X-Bolt in that beautiful walnut finish and that shiny blued barrel, I love it. The extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers available with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. The X-Bolt is the one in several different styles that has been the standard of excellence for high-power rifles in forever. You know, since they came out with it. I like that firearm. And you can see all the X-Bolts, all the Browning firearms, full-line Browning dealer at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. That's 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com. They're open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Stop by and see. Oh, they have a great selection of scopes, too. There's Leopolds, but a bunch of them there. Browning Hunting Headquarters, Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108. See Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Argo Extreme Terrain Vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. the Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It's kind of a fishing song, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Fins to the left and fins to the right, and you're the only bait in town. I mean, it sounds like a fishing song to me. I don't know. You give me a call and let me know. 410-922-6680, get in the muzzleloader contest. We have wide open lines right now, and I hope that you keep Aaron busy for the rest of the hour because, you know, we'll have another break or two coming up, so... You know, let's get some phone calls in here and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You're running the show this morning, and let's talk to Ronald in Baltimore. Morning, Ronald. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Hello to Miss Robin as well.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I will let her know you called.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, Mr. Allen, maybe one of these days I'd probably like to get down to Lexington Market and try some good old red perch.
Good old perch. Yeah, well, Lexington Market, that's a place to buy a whole lot of stuff, a lot of seafood down there. And, yeah, we used to go there. When I lived in the Baltimore area, we used to go there every now and then and enjoy a variety of food. You know, you walk around the stand, you get a little of this, a little of that, and see what see what you can come up with. So, yeah, it's
especially
great.
You know, if they still there, you know, because I used to pick them up. Fagley, how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. So.
Uh-huh.
Well, how you been?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Doing fine, Mr. Allen. I lost 3 pounds and went to the doctor there, and I went from 23 units of insulin down to 20 units of insulin once a day.
No, so you're taking the Toujeo once a day.
I hope so.
Is that what it is? I mean, is that what you're taking, Toujeo?
Oh no. I can't call a name of it. I mean,
oh, okay, but it's the long lasting insulin you take one shot a day.
Okay, that's it. Yeah.
I take that too. It's called Toujeo.
Okay.
I take that, and then I take once a week. I take the Ozempic.
Once a day.
Yep, and then
it lasts for 24 hours.
Yep, that's correct. That's correct.
Uh-huh.
That's good stuff. That's a long lasting synthetic insulin, and you know, and so is the Ozempic. The Ozempic helps with a lot of things, blood sugar being one of them. It also helps you with weight loss. So that's helped me. Yep. So
yeah, I lost 3 pounds, Mr. Allen.
Congratulations, man. That's good. That's good. So. Well, Ronald, I appreciate the call, buddy. I'll tell Robin you called.
Mr. Allen. Anytime. Yes, sir.
All right. You have a great day. Take care. There he goes. So, Midwest, you know, sometimes when they have a major winter storm, they ask everybody to park their cars on one side of the street or the other. And there was this major blizzard warning coming, and the radio said, look, everybody who lives in this particular town, we're going to have everybody park on the even numbered side of the street. You know, your mailboxes are odd even. We want everybody to park on the even numbered side of the street during this winter emergency so that the snow plows can get through. So a fellow's wife went out and moved her car, parked on the even numbered side of the street. Well, it didn't go too long. A month later, there was another winter storm. They said, ladies and gentlemen, it's our second winter storm of the year. We're going to ask everybody this time to park on the odd-numbered side of the street. So, of course, the lady said, hey, look, we got to move our car. So she went out and parked on the odd-numbered side of the street. Well, went a week or so later. Here comes another storm warning, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to ask you to move your cars. And her husband said, honey, yeah, said, I know they want you to park your car this time on the even number of the street. She said, yeah, that's what they're calling for us to do. He said, why don't you just leave it in the garage this time? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Yes, indeed. Oh, I would love to tell a couple of blonde jokes, but I won't. But you're permitted to. There's some good ones out there. I hope you got that one. I hope you enjoyed it anyway. 410-922-6680. Where are the callers this morning? I'm going to tell you where they are. Everybody's out hunting. They're out there early goose season, and I'll probably hear some shooting here in a little bit. And then there's also the archery season, first weekend of the popular Maryland bow hunting season. Some nice deer were taken yesterday. Some deer were taken that were in velvet, still in velvet. Some were in hard antler, which means that once the deer shed their velvet, you know, they're ready to breed. The reason a deer sheds its velvet, you know, the velvet is what protects the growing live bone tissue. All right, it protects it from insects and everything else. And is that those, you know, those antlers are shed and regrow every year, no matter how big they are, and no matter what cervid species it is, whether it's a caribou, whether it's a moose, whether it's an elk, they all shed their antlers. White tails and mule deer as well, sika deer too. So as those antlers grow, they start in May, and by September, they are ready to go. And once the testosterone level starts to rise in that animal and he becomes ready to breed, then that velvet serves no more purpose because the antlers then harden. Those antlers are fed by three blood vessels that feed the velvet. That velvet is actually like a soft leather tissue, and it's living tissue, and it strips off in strips. Sometimes the animal eat it. Sometimes, you know, it'll remain on a little bit longer till that animal's actually ready to breed. And then once it strips off, those bucks, they start, you know, they start establishing their territory. They establish a rub line, which if you know, if you've ever seen one through the woods, they'll rub on certain trees, and that line is visible to other deer, and they can see that, hey, there's a buck in here. I see his markings all the way down through here. When they get ready to breed, then they start to build what's called a scrape. They'll tear up the ground with their hooves. They'll use some of the glands. There's like seven glands on a whitetail. They have forehead glands. They have glands under their eyes. They have glands on their legs. They have what do they call the glands between their toes? And they get in this soil, and they rough up the soil. They scrape open an area. It's almost like a fish making a nest, okay? And they'll scrape this area open, and they'll put these secretions in there. A lot of times you'll have a branch over the top of a scrape, this roiled up area of soil, and they'll rub their eyeballs, you know, their preorbital glands on there and their forehead glands on that, and they'll lick that branch. They call it a licking branch. And each buck will do this. Sometimes they'll use the same scrape, sometimes they won't, and they will then urinate down over the glands that are on the insides of their hind legs and their knees, called tarsal glands, and that scent will mix with their urine and go down into this ground, into this soil. Then when the doe comes along and she's receptive to breed, she's entered her estrus cycle and ready to breed, she'll visit that same scrape. She'll do the same thing. She'll urinate down over her tarsal glands. They'll step in the soil, and they will walk away. And the glands in their toes, between their hooves, will allow the buck to follow the doe, who has signaled that she's in estrus. And they scent trail each other until, you know, the doe becomes receptive for the buck to breed. That's a very, very abbreviated process, but it's fascinating to me, always has been. Let's see who we have on the line. Oh, my goodness, here we go. We've got Christina in Harford County. Good morning, Christina. How are you?
Hello, good morning.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. I really look forward to your show every Saturday, and I've been listening for about 2 years. And
right.
We actually have met the last time you were in Hereford at a fishing and tackle show at the volunteer fire department.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I explained how I had zero experience with hunting and how to get started, and you told me about the DNR hunting course.
Yes.
And
how'd it work out?
Yeah, well, I had to have some surgery, but recovered enough where I signed up, and I'm scheduled to take the field course in October. So I called to sign up for the muzzleloader contest, and I have a question, actually.
Okay.
How do new hunters decide which animal to start with? Do you start small and work up in size, or just what interests? I mean, how do people get started?
Well, that's very interesting. Whatever you're comfortable with. You know, I had a BB gun when I was 9 or 10 years old, and I played hell on the starlings and other birds and the small rodents, you know, chipmunks and things like that. And that's how I got my interest in it and established, you know, my skills, you know, at aiming and things like that. But to get started in hunting, you know, pick something you're comfortable with. If you think, you know, if you think squirrel hunting would be challenging, like our former producer, Chris, started out with squirrels. He's moved on a little bit. I think he's now purchased a firearm, and he's ready to go after deer. So it can be a progression, or it can be, you know, just say, I want to get a deer. And start right there from the beginning. It's more a matter of personal choice than anything. Some people like to start small with the, you know, like go dove hunting and see how they like the wing shoot, you know, and they progress from doves to some people like to go just for upland birds like quail and grouse and things like that, and waterfowl is another one. You know, you might start out with a resident goose, or you might start out with a early duck season or something like that, and you kind of got to work into what you like. I'm a generalist. I mean, I like anything and everything, just like fishing. I don't care if it's a chub up in the streams up in Western Maryland, Western Pennsylvania, or a trout, a bass, a catfish. I don't care. I simply describe myself, and not an original quote, a jerk on one end of a line waiting for a jerk on the other. You know, and I've caught fish all over the country, and I've caught a lot of different fish, but there's still a lot of fish I'd like to catch. You know, same way with hunting. I'm looking around the room here. I've got sea ducks and puddle ducks and diver ducks all around me here. I've got deer. I've got, you know, I think I have something like 30 waterfowl mounts of some kind, ducks and geese, you know. But I haven't been waterfowl hunting in probably 4 or 5 years. I love to deer hunt. That's become my passion. So, you know, I just like sitting in the woods and enjoying the peace and quiet. And if a deer comes by, great. And if a deer comes by that I'm not going to shoot, a small buck or a doe or something like that, I do what I learned this from a friend. You count coup, you know. You pull your bow back and you let it back down. You point your gun and you let it back down, and you just say, okay, I'm not going to shoot you. You get a pass today. So, but I could have, you know, but I could have. So, that's a successful hunt to me. So I don't know how to tell you how to develop that until you get some experience out there.
Yeah.
And experience a few things that, you know, that you'd like, you know.
Yeah, so, I meet people.
Yep. and meet people.
Regarding sponsors, I just wanted to let you know that I'm signed up for an HQL course with Brian at the Bel Air Gun Range.
Great.
And I can personally attest that Madonna Seafood has excellent food. So,
wow, you hit a doubleheader right there today. That's great. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, actually, I may go there for lunch today. So, anyway.
Oh, it's good food. There's no question. And the owner, Mark Walters, great guy.
Yes. Yep. Guy, and so. They have your publication, which I pick up too. So
they do.
And,
that's right.
Please let Robin, I know there's several of us that we are praying for her, and we wish you and her only the best.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I will tell her. I'll pass that on. You have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling. Christina in Harford County. Michael, Catonsville. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, no. Just had a... just went to Clyde's Sporting Goods and was in there, walked out. As soon as I started up my car, your ad for Clyde's was on. So it was good timing.
That is good timing. Yes, indeed. You're good people.
Good timing. So good people down there. Usually have what you need and good service.
Are you fishing today?
Yeah, we're actually going taking a little drive to Key Box in Delaware, and
okay.
I'll be doing a little surf fishing up there while my wife enjoys the beach.
I got it. So what bait do you use when you're surf fishing? We had a call from a fellow about Assateague a little while ago.
I heard that, and usually in the fall I'll go down to Assateague and I'll use some bunker or just a little blood worm.
Yeah.
For the surf fishing, that are along that where they're breaking, and get some bait fish. But in the fall they get a nice run of the red drum, and they're always fun to catch.
So what do you use for the red drum?
Usually, if you get spot fish or bunker.
So you use a lot live fish or cut fish?
Cut fish.
How do you cut your bait?
I usually cut it like perpendicular to the length of the fish.
So you stake it basically like a chunk, and then you hook it through the sides with the backbone in the bend of the hook. Am I
yeah.
right? Let the belly start the kind of hang off the end. Is that kind of hang
usually
down?
Around the stomach section?
Yeah,
is the most. Is the better bait.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. Yeah, more scent. More scent there. Yeah, more scent there. I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever tried stripping it? Have you ever tried not a cutting across but cutting it with the length of the fish. Have you ever tried that? Strips like that?
I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
I try to get out to do a little surf fishing a few times a year, but most of the time, when, like, if we're chunking in the bay or something, or chumming in the bay, I'll use a smaller piece. And,
sure.
And it seems to be a little more productive.
Do you use any peeler in the surf?
I have on occasion, but it's usually, kind of as an afterthought if I, if a crab washes up on shore or something. And
I got it. Okay.
Now,
gotcha.
I'll give it a shot.
All right. Well, good luck out there.
Well, thank you. And I got to say, my kids and I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
We've been listening for years. My daughter, who is out in Colorado now, she is she's a good outdoors woman. And
good place to be an outdoors woman.
Some credit. And, she hunted and fished with me. My son was more of a fisherman, and, now he's graduated and commissioned in the Army. And, so we don't see him as much anymore, but when he is home, we do try to get out and do some fishing and crabbing.
Got it. Thank you so much. Oh, I said got it. I've been criticized for saying got it so much on the air.
Well, listen, my best to your wife.
All right.
And, Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Michael. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend. Take care. There goes Michael. Claude, hang on, and Dale, hang on. We got to tell you about Spurrier's Tire Service, located on the corner of Dover and Elliott Road. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. Dover Road is the, what is that? Is that the second light when you enter the town of Easton? You go past the McDonald's, and the first light is... Yeah, that, and then the second light is Dover Road. Make a left there on Dover. Go to Elliott. Make a left on Elliott. It's right there, just off Route 50. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They've got American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. I love them, Firestones, and that they put on a couple of months ago. They feature those, and, of course, they have Michelin, Yokohama, and anything that fits your vehicle. They have the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, all the way up to tractor trailers and Mini Coopers and little Volkswagens and things like that. The Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, like your lawnmower or your garden tractor, any machine in your barnyard up to and including the biggest giant farm equipment tractors. They have them or can get them. You know, why not? Tire repair on the spot. People pull in there all the time. Hey, I got a nail in my tire. Hey, I got a screw in my tire. Bring it in. Just wait right there. We'll come out. We'll take care of it on the spot. Full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. It's a 24-hour truck service as well. They have all that has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. That is their job, to keep you happy and keep you coming back. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. I heard Brent say that yesterday. No, you don't need an appointment, but the earliest time I can get you in is going to be Monday. Show up at 7 o'clock. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurrier's. In Easton, Spurrier's Tire Service, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We will be right back.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Who do we have on the line? Dale and Easton, I believe. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Mr. Robin.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Tell Aaron he has good taste in music. Got a question on...
I think Steely Dan was per your request at one point.
He has a good memory. Alan, regarding the Fire Stick system,
yeah.
Has there been any pushback from... some of the state agencies on restricting it for muzzle loaders?
You know, that's a great question, and I haven't checked that out, but I will certainly get into that soon. It's widely used in the other brand that originated that whole thing. It's a great system from what I understand. Accuracy is consistent, according to. My buddy Forrest out there at CVA, he said the accuracy on this thing is off the charts because the powder is pre-measured, you know, based on the caliber, 45, 50, you know, so forth. And I don't know if there's different loads. I think there might be different loads in the 50, but I'm not sure about 45. But anyway, whatever that pre-calculated load is, it's a powder that's not even available in bulk yet. It's the new 888 by Hodgdon.
Okay.
And they came out with the 777, which I love, and I've shot a lot of animals with that 777.
Right.
Then I switched to Blackhorn, which is recommended in some of the newer CVAs, the Blackhorn 209, which is very difficult to get, although Hodgdon, I see, has released some Blackhorn 209 right now, and it's available. It's very expensive. It's $80 to $90 a can, or you know, a pound. But yeah I know. But
well,
it's
well, I was but, just I was just wondering if because you because it, you don't it's a different system. I mean,
yeah, you load the single shot shotgun.
But I just wonder if some of these state agencies say, "Oh, listen, this isn't a true."
Muzzle loader. Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't load the powder down.
Yeah, if they're restricting its use during the traditional muzzle loader seasons.
Exactly. Well, not during the traditional season. That's the 3 days in February. But I know what you mean.
Right.
The standard.
The regular season.
Yeah, we went from percussion cap to inline with a scope to scope to, you know, everything, every other progression in muzzleloader season. And I think the agencies are thinking. If this allows us to take more deer, we're not stirring the pot.
Right.
You know, you got to weigh that, you know, so this is new technology. It's advanced technology. Technically, you load the ball from the muzzle.
You still do that, so that's still a muzzle loader,
right? From the projectile point of view,
yes, yes.
You just don't drop. You just don't drop the powder down the barrel.
Yeah, yeah. So, like I say, I'm just curious to see what other states, how they interpret it.
Well, that's like these air bows, you know, they've allowed, they allow you to use air rifles now for in certain seasons for certain games. They're allowed you to use the air bow, air power, you know, compressed air bow in certain seasons and so forth. So, you know, I can't imagine that there'd be any dilemma with that, even though you bring up a great point. The powder and the primer, you know, the primer still goes in the breech. In any muzzle loader.
Yeah.
Okay, so the difference is, you know, the whatever thickness of the breech is between the powder and the ball. You know, you load the ball through the muzzle, but the powder and the primer through the breech. So the only difference is you load the powder in the breech now and not, I don't know. You know what I'm saying.
Any idea of the cost of that system in terms of cost per load?
I looked at that the other day. I think they're similar to the Sabot shotgun shells. I think they're in that same ballpark.
Okay.
They might be, I think, like $30 for five or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right.
You know, it's not an inexpensive sport. You know,
no.
Look, $90 for a can of 209 is very comparable to these things, you know. So
There you go.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Alan, thank you.
All right, Dale.
Were you able to contact the person regarding the transaction?
I haven't heard back. He did not answer. He did not answer text or call, so there you go.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Dale. Yep. All right. Phil in Parkville. Phil, I can't. I'm sorry, but we've got to talk about our sponsors, in particular Backyard Billy over there in Graysonville. If you need anything for your yard or your deck, if you're looking at a shed, a greenhouse, if you're looking at something to decorate your yard, if you're looking for a new picnic table, a new bar for your deck, a new grill, yes, Backyard Billy's is the place to go. If you need any heat source, a fireplace insert, a freestanding wood or pellet stove, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, all the same place. They're open 7 days a week. It's too much to talk about in the short amount of time that I have right now, but visit BackyardBillys.com. Stop by, visit the Hearth America Facebook page, or call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. That's Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
That hour went so fast. Thank you for all the calls. Sorry we couldn't get to all of them. We missed out on talking to our buddy Phil. But we are getting some emails to enter the contest from our listeners who are out of town right now, and we appreciate that. Ellis at Ellis Outdoors, if you need to email me anytime during the week, we'll be glad to do that. And right now it's time for me to say, folks, it's a great weekend. It's going to cool down this week. I'm going hunting. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe.